لله تعالى نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we thank Him and we bear witness that there is no deity but Him and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His messenger and that Jesus, Abraham, Jacob, Moses, and all these prophets of Allah are His true prophets and messengers who came down to earth to teach nothing but guidance to human beings, to teach them nothing but righteousness, to teach them nothing but submission to the one God, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the God of heaven, the mighty, the powerful, the rich, the one who owns all the attributes of beauty and the attributes of greatness. I bear witness that all these prophets are His prophets, true prophets and messengers, and I bear witness that He is one God, way above and beyond any ill descriptions that describes Him as not perfect, well above and beyond any ill descriptions that describes Him as a person who came down on earth and let a bunch of criminal thugs torture Him and whip Him and humiliate Him in such a miserable way and then crucify Him at the end. Put Him on the cross at the end. I bear witness that He's way above and beyond these ill descriptions. That He's way above and beyond the description that describes Him as a human being who ate food and went to the bathroom. He's way above and beyond all these descriptions. He is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The one, if He wants to forgive, He will forgive without the need to sacrifice, because He doesn't need to sacrifice. We sacrifice to please others. We sacrifice to achieve goals that we cannot achieve without sacrifice. But why would the mighty, powerful sacrifice? Sacrifice for who? And sacrifice why? He is subhanahu wa ta'ala is beyond the need to sacrifice. And He will never sacrifice. Because He, in order to sacrifice, you have to take the pain of sacrifice. And you have to lose something to sacrifice. And Allah is way above and beyond for feeling pain and way above and beyond losing anything. He doesn't lose, He will never lose, and He will never have or feel pain. He's way above and beyond all these ill descriptions. We praise Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today we will continue talking about the same subject. This is the 10th khutbah of the same subject, which is, what did the world lose due to the fall of Muslim ummah? And you might say, wow, 10 khutbahs. Why? Is that subject so important and so crucial? What is the purpose? What are the objectives of this subject? What is our take home from this subject? What is our homework that is imposed on us by learning about this subject? Indeed, there are three very essential goals behind speaking about this subject. These goals take priority over any other goals in life. These are the most important goals in life. And if they are not, then something is wrong. And the first goal from speaking about this subject is to make myself and my dear brothers and sisters who listen to this speech aware of the treasure that we have in our hand. What is that treasure? It is the treasure of Islam. The treasure that has been written with a cheap ink on a cheap paper and placed on a cheap shelf covered with cheap dust. Make us aware that we have a very precious treasure in our hand. And if I describe this treasure, if I ask you to describe this treasure using only one word to describe this treasure, and I'm not allowed any other word, I would describe this treasure as mercy. The treasure of mercy. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. The treasure that brings mercy to mankind. I wouldn't say salvation, because mercy includes salvation. And mercy is more encompassing word than salvation. It is the treasure of mercy that Allah has given us. And we don't understand it. We are putting it on the shelf, we are writing it, cheap ink, on a cheap paper, putting it inside a cheap
binders and put them out on a cheap shelf covered with the cheap dust, and we're not doing any effort in learning it and sharing the guidance and the mercy inside it with fellow human beings that we have. Then that's the second objective, is to make myself and to advise myself and to advise my dear brothers and sisters who listen, who are listening, to advise them that we have a great responsibility and we will be judged in front of Allah for this responsibility. The responsibility of learning about this guidance and the responsibility of sharing this guidance and sharing this mercy with our fellow human beings to save them from meth, to save them from superstition, to save them from misguidance, to save them from selfishness and greed, and to save them from the ideology of selfishness and exploitation and the ideology of greed. To save them from all this, they need the mercy that God subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent down. And we have a great responsibility to share it with others, to learn it ourselves, which is the first objective, and the second objective is to share it with others. And otherwise, this brings us to the third objective, which is, if we don't share it with others, the third objective of this topic is to make us aware of the destruction that happened because of us falling short, because of us not doing the job that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has assigned to us. All these lectures is to show and demonstrate and document the destruction and the corruption happening, and who to blame? Nobody except myself and my dear brothers and sisters. Blame myself and the Muslim Ummah, because we are the ones whom given the trust by Allah, al-amana, the trust, inna aradna al-amana ta'ala samawati wa al-ardi, but Allah has trusted us with this guidance, the guidance of mercy, trusted that we will appreciate it, trusted that we will learn it, trusted that we will share it with our fellow human beings, and we didn't do any of that. And guess, what are the excuses that we have? What kind of excuses can we give? The first excuse is that we are busy in the circle of Al-Hakum al-Takabur. What is that circle? Allah has dedicated one surah of the Quran to talk about the circle of Al-Hakum al-Takabur. The selfish circle of increasing and multiplying our wealth, power and resources. That is the circle, Al-Hakum al-Takabur. And Allah is dedicating that surah for no other purpose but to warn us, don't be absorbed into that circle. And don't, you cannot get out of that circle 100%. You cannot eliminate that circle. It is a reality and you have to live with it. But don't let it absorb you and digest you and absorb all your energy, time and resources. Be careful, keep the balance. Al-Hakum al-Takatur. Otherwise, حَتَّى زُرْتُمُ الْمَقَابِرِ, you will end up in the graves. كَلَّا سَوْفَ تَعْلَمُونَ ثُمَّ كَلَّا سَوْفَ تَعْلَمُونَ. Allah is saying two warning statements, one after another. Indeed you will know, then indeed you will know. Threatening language. Allah is using threatening language. كَلَّا سَوْفَ تَعْلَمُونَ ثُمَّ كَلَّا سَوْفَ تَعْلَمُونَ. Indeed you will know, then indeed you will know. كَلَّا لَوْ تَعْلَمُونَ عِلْمَ الْيَقِينِ. If you have the knowledge of truth, if you believe into that knowledge of truth, لَتَرَوُنَّ الْجَحِيمِ, you will get to see the hellfire. Eye to eye, the monster that Allah has created as part of His system of justice. Allah has a perfect system of justice. And that system of justice has components. Among these components are Jannah, heaven, to reward the ones who do well, and hellfire to punish those who don't do well. That's a perfect balanced system of justice. Part of that system, one component is that hellfire that He has created, and every one of us will get to see it. How much we will be scared depends. And then, لَتَرَوُنَّ الْجَحِيمِ ثُمَّ لَتَرَوُنَّهَا عَيْنَ الْيَقِينَ, and another confirmation that you will see it eye to eye. Eye to eye, just like you see me now. ثُمَّ لَتُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَيْنٍ عَنِ النَّعِيمِ. That is the strongest conclusion to that surah. The surah starts by warning us from getting stuck into that circle of multiplying our own wealth, power and resources. And at the very end, Allah is saying, this power, wealth and resources, this na'im that comes from the power, the wealth from the resources, is a source of headache in the day of judgment. It's not a source of entertainment in the Day of Judgment. That wealth is a source of headache because it will increase your responsibilities. It will increase your accountability. It will that wealth that you are busy multiplying, this multiplication is nothing but your own destruction if you don't keep the balance. If you don't keep the balance, then you will be judged. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with so many things that we haven't used. Blessed us with so much wealth and resources. Allah has blessed us with freedom. Lots of freedom that we haven't used. We haven't used our resources. We haven't used our freedom. We haven't exhausted that room that we have. We have a lot of room to serve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we're not using it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us at the end of this surah that this room that you have and you're enjoying now, which is freedom and wealth, will be a source of headache for you in the Day of Judgment if you don't employ it to serve the task that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has assigned to you, which is to learn the treasure of mercy that you have and to implement it, bring it, make it a real life example, make it. Don't keep it as a cheap ink on a cheap paper. Take it, absorb it, apply it, make it a real life example, and share it with your fellow human being. And that is the trust, the amanah, that Allah trusted us to do. And if we fall short and enjoy the room of wealth and the resources, only use the room, the extra, the additional wealth and the resources that Allah has blessed us with, the blessing of wealth and the resources, if we only use it for na'im, if we only use it for na'im, for entertainment, and that's it, for enjoyment, then the ayah, as it says, وَلَتُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَئِذٍ عَنْ النَّعِيمِ. You will be judged on that day about that, about using and abusing these resources for only having na'im. Is it haram to have na'im? Absolutely not. All halal temptations Allah has allowed us to enjoy. What is haram is to dedicate this for na'im and nothing but na'im. How about the responsibilities and to fall short? We have a lot of room, we have a lot of freedom. Indeed, there's no absolute freedom. Every freedom has a ceiling. And if you go high, you hit yourself against that ceiling and you hurt yourself, definitely. But there is a lot of freedom, there is a lot of room before you reach that ceiling. There is no need to go beyond the ceiling for many reasons. Number one, we haven't used the room between our heads and the ceiling already so that we can go above the ceiling, number one. And number two is that by going around above the ceiling, the harms are much more than the benefits. So there is a lot of room between your head and the ceiling. Why don't you use it? Why do you stay away from it? There's a lot of room. Allah blessed us with lots of freedoms and lots of resources. Why not to use it to serve the purpose of learning the treasure of mercy and spreading it and sharing it with others? Otherwise, we will fall into many traps. The trap of the peace of mind, that is a trap, is to say to yourself, shaitan comes to you with a very attractive proposal, called the proposal of keeping your peace of mind. Very attractive proposal. Oh, stay out of trouble. Well, I mean, there's no trouble to start with. It's all fears. Fears, false, deceiving fears that the shaitan is placing in your head to keep you from working. The pain of sacrificing for the sake of Allah, it's not a pain, it's a joy. Shaitan is making you perceive it as a pain because he wants you not to sacrifice for the sake of Allah. The pain or the trouble or anything, that any harm or any cost that you might accumulate in your path for the service, in your path while you are serving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's not a real cost. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, لَنْ يَضُرُّكُمْ إِلَّا أَذًى. They are not going to harm you except with short-term, temporary harms. Because Allah defines the real harm as the harm of putting somebody in hellfire. And the real benefit is the benefit of putting somebody in Jannah. Any other harm or pain or benefit is nothing but temporary, short-term pain in this life. Just for the short period of this life. And this is why Allah called the benefit of this life زَهَرَةَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا, the flower of this life. Why did Allah call it flower? Obvious reasons. You bring the flower, you're so impressed about the flower, you are so fascinated about the flower, you are, you know, enjoying the flower. 2-3 days later, you are throwing this exact same flower into the trash. Wait a minute, how come you're throwing the flower into the trash? The flowers that you almost worshipped for 3 days, you are throwing in the trash? Yes, because it's worthless. And this is exactly what Allah described this life. Nothing. All these pleasures is nothing but illusion. Illusion that if we don't employ the right, if we don't use it the right way to serve Allah, to do our job, we will end up, وَلَتِسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَئِذٍ عَنِ النَّعِيمِ. And you will be judged on that day of using this wealth and using this freedom for nothing but to enjoy it. Indeed, it's our responsibility. And I can cite for you numerous things. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whomsoever sees something wrong should stand up and change it with his hand. If he can, then he should change it with his tongue. If he can, then he should change it with his heart, which is boycotting it with the heart, rejecting it with the heart. And don't participate in it, just boycott it. And then he said, below the heart, there's nothing. No one has an excuse not to reject it by the heart, because Allah has given us full control over our heart. Didn't let us, somebody from outside, control our heart. And then Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam went further and he said, As-sakitu alal haqqi shaytanun akhras. That the one who doesn't speak the truth and stand for the truth is nothing but a silent shaitan. Nothing. There's an organization that the shaitan has founded called the Organization of Silent Mute Satans. And this organization, membership in this organization comes by the definition of the Prophet Muhammad, which is As-sakitu alal haqqi shaytanun akhras. The one who has the ability to speak the truth, but he's not, then he is nothing but a silent shaitan, a silent Satan. Why? Because by not speaking the truth, you are being part of the problem. You're not being part of the solution. Can you change the whole world? No. But certainly you can make a difference, even if it's that little. We can be, Allah is not going to judge us about whether we have fixed the problems of the world or not. But Allah will certainly judge every and each one of us, whether we were part of the problem or part of the solution. And why we were falling short from being part of the solution. Why? Elusive fears? That's fake fears? Are we just like trying to just be stuck in that circle of selfishness of al-hakum al-takathur? Why? And we should all remember that we would be accountable for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are the three main purposes of talking about the subject of what did the world lose due to the fall of Muslim Ummah. Purpose number one, to make us aware of the treasure of mercy that we have. Purpose number two is to advise myself and my dear listeners that it is our responsibility to learn that guidance, bring it into reality, from being ink on paper into real life values and principles and working, functioning systems of life. And number three is to realize the damages. And this is what did the world lose due to the fall of Muslim Ummah. Lose means damages happening. Why? Because we are not doing our job. Because we are falling short in doing our job and our responsibilities. Documented from different resources. United Nations reports, books written by non-Muslim intellectuals. All of them are screaming and documenting many aspects of destruction that we, inshallah, haven't finished talking about yet. We still have a couple of them left to cover, and then this subject will be over. So, أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم إن شاء الله. We'll continue the next time. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله نداء فقول آمين. اللهم اجعلنا من الذين يسمعون القول فيتبعون أحسنه. اللهم لا تجعلنا من الذين قلت فيهم مثل الحمار يحمل أسفارا. لا تجعلنا من هؤلاء القوم يا رب العالمين. اجعلنا من الذين يقرؤون كتابك ويتعلمونه ويعلمونه ويعيشون به يا رب العالمين. اجعلنا من دعاتك الصالحين. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا يا ربي للمتقين إماما. عباد الله، إن الله أمركم بأمر بدأ فيه بنفسه أولا وثنى فيه بملائكته المسبحة بقدسه ثانيا فقال جل من قائل إن